I know now that I am not in the information sharing business. I'm actually in the belief challenging business.
Meet Chris Martinson, the man behind The Crash Course, a 3.5-hour video seminar series that examines current events through the prism of what he calls the three E's, economy, energy, and the environment, and warns that big changes are inevitable, whether we're ready for them or not.
Is when we put all three of these things together, we discover that our economy is built on this idea that it has to perpetually expand. And we are now at the place where there's clear limits being hit. That story is over, and there's nobody articulating at the federal higher levels of saying, here's plan B, here's what we're going to do.
But that doesn't mean that there aren't reasonable actions that can be taken.
There's a lot we can do right now, I think, to make meaningful diminutions in the amount of stuff we're using that don't materially impact our way of life or our quality of life. It's not that resources are going to run out tonight or tomorrow morning. There's actually quite a lot of them left. What's not going to happen is we're not going to get 3% more out of the ground next year and next year and next year and next year. We might get 1% out more, and then it'll be zero, and then it'll be minus 1%. That's a huge paradigm shift.
And one that many people and most of our institutions are not ready to accept. But for individuals who are able to work through the reflexive denial triggered by such a big shift, Martinson suggests the next thing to do is find individual answers to three key questions.
First of all, which things should we just stop doing? The next is, which things should you keep doing? Because we're going to keep doing most of the things that we're still doing. But the most important one there is also, what new things do we have to start doing? For me, the balancing act was I got to stop doing things that were just filling empty time in my life and started doing new things, which was putting some of that same time back into my community relationships. And that's really where we are in this story. What do you stop doing? What do you keep doing? What do you start doing?
Identifying those answers is the first step in taking action, again, as individuals.
The individual steps that we each need to take are absolutely necessary. We have to become the change we wish to see. Any shift in the status quo has always begun from the ground up with people changing their own behavior. So you know that's necessary, but it's totally insufficient. That demoralizes a lot of people. We want to have that sense of making a difference, but yet there's really nothing else we can do except to know that each of us is responsible primarily for our own actions. It all starts there. And in history, I can't find any shift to the status quo that didn't start that way.
Martinson is now a fellow with the Post Carbon Institute in Santa Rosa. He was in town last week to preview a new condensed version of his seminar series he calls The Crash Course Accelerated.
If I could figure out how to do this in 3 minutes, I would. And maybe in 10 years when I'm really good at it, I'll know how to do that. We keep trying to skinny it down because not everybody has that amount of time or that interest. The people who are willing to sit through the full 3.5 hours have already made it past that first gate of denial. But they have people they want to show it to, they care about. They want something that they can show that has a reasonable opportunity of engaging them from where they happen to be at. That's really the impetus to try and compress and soften and shorten material.
After another round of revisions and polishing, the accelerated crash course will also be made available through Martinson's website. The entire long version is also available there at no cost. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.